Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Think about the moments in your life when you have had joy. The moments where you are just so content and you are in a place where you feel strong. This is the thing about joy. Joy strengthens us. Joy brings us into a place of capacity, and joy enables us. And so when the Bible speaks about the joy of the Lord is your strength, it is something that nobody can take away from you. It doesn't mean that when the joy of the Lord is your strength, you are not going through things. It means that it covers the things that you are going through. And so when we begin to look at life and we look at the opposition of the things that comes against us, it doesn't mean that you're never going to go through things. It just means that you go through things better, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this is what I want to say to you today. There may be a lot of things in your life that is going on. Maybe there's a lot of things that is going wrong. But have you ever thought of it in this way? Have you ever thought of it in the sense of it being covered by the joy of the Lord? I've noticed in my life that there were moments where I really went through difficult things. And sometimes I didn't realize the impact that it could have had on me had it not been that the joy of the Lord was my strength. Had it not been that God was covering me in that moment, He made it so much easier for me. And this is the thing that I want to say to you today, is that when you find yourself in a presence of joy, which is the living God, you will not be in a stuck state. You will not be in a place where the problem or the things, the burdens of this life consumes you. And it is an amazing feeling when the storm is all around you, but the storm cannot touch you. When the storm is all around you, but the storm does not blow you down. And people are looking at you and they're saying, but how can you manage? How do you go through these things? And you are not feeling it. But it is really just the sense of the Lord that is my joy, and He has given me strength to overcome and not to feel the wind. Now, I'm sure that I've shared the story with you guys a couple of times, and I want to share it again. If I have not, I'm not sure. But there was a couple of years ago where, as a family, we went through a storm financially. And this storm lasted for about 4 years, where financially we were really, really struggling. And this was on the basis of us hearkening to the Word of God, where God was saying that both my husband and I, and at that time specifically my husband, needed to leave the corporate world so that we could be in full-time ministry. And it was really a painful decision, because the only thing I could think about was, how are we going to survive? How are we going to do this thing? And obviously, as a mother, you think about your children. What about food? What about all of these things? And it was really something that made me panic. I couldn't perceive it to be possible. I couldn't understand that, why would God ask us to do this? But nevertheless, we did have a plan, and everything was put into place and all the things that we were going to do. But our plan didn't work out according to the way that we wanted it to work out. And we needed to be completely dependent on God in every single way. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, things got rough. things got bad. And there was a pressing. And I remember one day someone came to me who happened to know our situation. And this person said to me, if I was you, I would probably have gone off my mind. I can't understand how you can be so calm. I can't understand how you can be so okay. I can't understand why it is that you are not feeling the press and the push. And please understand that even in that time of the press and the push, it's not like we did nothing. We were constantly doing things and we were constantly pushing. Oh God, so this didn't work out. What do we do here now? There was constantly plans and we didn't sit back and look at the situation. We were still trying to work things out. And I think that it was just God showing us that I want you to do things my way. And things were tough, as I said, for about 4 years. And this is the thing that I want to bring across to you, is that even though we were in the push and we were in the pull and we're trying to sort things out, I can honestly say to you with so much conviction in my heart that the joy of the Lord was my strength. We lost a lot of stuff. We lost a lot of things. There was a lot of adjustments that we needed to make. And I remember one moment at our house where I just felt a feeling of something that wanted to come over me, almost like anxiety or something like that. And when I identified it, I said no. And I started praying and I started speaking to God and I started saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot explain. Words are not enough, and words are not enough to explain and describe the things that we went through as a family. But the thing is, it could have been worse if the joy of the Lord was not my strength. In those moments, I remember us as a family. My children never felt what we went through. I remember us as a family. I remember the peace and the joy in our house. Yes, we were stressed. Yes, we thought, how do we work this out? How do we make this happen? What do we do here? But at the end of the day, there was a peace and a joy undescribable. I remember some of the most beautiful moments that we had as a family, not having much, but it is that joy of the Lord that made us stronger. He pulled us together and he made us see that there's hope on the other side and we needed to fight. Now, why did I tell you that story? I told you that story because so many times we think to ourselves, why are you telling me that this, the joy of the Lord is my strength? Do you even know what I'm going through? And as I said to you, words are not enough. Words do not do justice. And I cannot fully explain the intensity of what we went through as a family, struggling for 4 years, and then a breakthrough came. And I cannot explain to you the feeling of sometimes embarrassment and when are things going to come right and when are we going to break through. Those are feelings that I had. Those were things that were real emotions. But there was something on the inside of me that I can never deny. There was something on the inside of me that I can never really truly explain to people in the right words. Is that there was like a covering over us that just brought peace. We just managed to, we managed to deal with things that people didn't understand. People would look at us crazy, and often people would come to me and they would say to me, why are you so calm? Why are you this? Why are you that? And this was not a lot of people, because not a lot of people knew about our situation. We didn't go out and proclaim to everyone that this is what we are going through. These were just some people that would identify certain things. We never went to go and talk about it. But they also noticed something, that in the midst of everything that was going on, There was a strength on the inside of us. There was a joy that we still maintained as a family, as a couple. There was something on the inside of us that pushed us that I cannot even explain to you. And years later, when I started thinking about the situation, I realized this, that it was the joy of the Lord that was our strength. It was the joy of the Lord that keeps things together, that even though the storm may come, even though the winds may blow, and it may feel like a tornado that is around you, even if you are sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, but I think that I'm going to lose my job. I think that this is going to happen. I think that that is. I'm saying to you today, do not be anxious, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you begin to understand and unpack the secret that the joy of God, not happiness, not the normal things on this earth, but the joy of God, it is another presence, it is another spirit, and it strengthens you in such a way that you become an overcomer. And so again, I say this, that I'm saying this to you to encourage you today and to say to you that yes, you may be in a storm. Yes, you may be in a fight, but it is the joy of God that strengthens you even when you feel like you can't breathe. So get up. Get up, ladies and gentlemen, and allow the joy of God to enter into your situation. Because when His joy enters, He makes all things new. And suddenly, you become strong in your weakness. Suddenly, there's a strength that begins to cover you like a fleece. And you think to yourself, I know what is going on, but it feels like I have an outer body experience. Because everybody's thinking that I should have been worse off. But I'm not, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I hope that this week, this message has touched you. And I hope that in this week, you would find the strength to get up again. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. I pray that what I've shared with you would be a great encouragement to help you get up and fight again. And remember this, that God's joy covers you even from the storm. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that your joy, the joy of the Lord, would cover your people like a fleece. Cover them and protect them from the things that they are going through. Their body might feel it. It may feel so real to them right now. But their mind and their spirit will not give up. It will only but submit to you, O Lord, because you are their strength. And so I speak life and life more abundantly, that through this you will come. You will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. God bless, and Father, take them as you bless them into a place of victory upon victory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's broadcast. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
At the throne of grace, we pour. sing.